The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
All right, we are now joined on the Sharks Audio Network by Colin Graff. Graffer, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited for the next season to get going here.
Yeah, man, you have been off for a while. Obviously, the Sharks season ended in the middle of April. You got to go a little bit deeper into the month of May with the Barracuda, obviously being able to play in the playoffs and having some great experiences there. I guess as we look full circle, like, how different is your life right now, or just your outlook, compared to what it was a year ago? Because a year ago, you had just played a handful of games in the NHL, you just signed with the Sharks, and like, things came at you fast. And then this last year, I mean, you got the professional hockey player experience full bore.
Yeah, I think in terms of just getting comfortable, I think that it's definitely a big step, and just having a full year under your belt in terms of, just experiencing what pro hockey is like. It's not like college in basically any way besides just the hockey part of it, but there's a lot of other parts of it that go on, and it's a big difference. And looking back to last summer, I was finishing up that degree, so get a good, obviously didn't take that too much time, but being able to just focus on hockey and really take what I learned over the past year and try to apply and get better at the things I want to work on.
You came out of the gates hot and had a really good start to the season with the Barracuda, which obviously proved to, you know, a lot of the guys on the Sharks, the hockey ops and the coaching staff, that you were ready to be coming up. But I guess, you know, having that experience, the handful of games at the end of the previous season, how much did that allow you to hit the ground running with the Barracuda this year?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I try to reflect at the end of each year and look at what I need to work on. And I think that getting those seven games with the Sharks after that college season, it gave me a bit of a new perspective on what I want to work on. And I think that I made sure to work on the things that helped me become a better professional hockey player. And I think that paid off at the start of the year last year.
For a little bit more detail, like, what were the things that you felt you had to work on? Just because from my perspective, one of the things I really noticed from you this year that I didn't notice, and obviously I had seen your highlights in college, I wasn't watching you game in, game out, but, you know, the year prior when I saw you at the end with the Sharks, it was like, okay, here's a guy who's figuring it out. But this year you were so strong along the boards, you could win those puck battles. Was that something that you had worked on, or was that just something that was a natural evolution of your game?
Yeah, I think that was always a natural evolution in terms of, I always wanted to put on a little bit more weight and get just a little bit bigger and a little bit stronger, because if you can win one more 50-50 battle a game, that means you get the puck one more time. I'd say that was definitely a big thing. The other thing that I focused a lot on was trying to make plays with less time. I felt that defenders closed quicker in pro and you just had less time to make plays. So I think it was almost like a mentality thing of making sure that you're making plays quick so people aren't getting sticks on your passes and stuff.
Yeah, and I would imagine just that timing aspect of trying to figure out, you know, you've got to keep your head up at all time compared to maybe a collegiate where you can kind of cheat and look down occasionally and try and, you know, orientate yourself to where you were with the puck. Whereas at the AHL and the NHL, I mean, there's no time, right?
Yeah. There's definitely a lot less time in the AHL or the NHL. For sure, than college. And I think that you basically hit it spot on. It's just that one extra half second might be the difference between the play executing and a turnover. So you got to work on that.
Was it interesting at the end of the year to have the NHL experience to go to the AHL playoffs and play with the end of the year? Because I always think that for guys who are young and coming up and down between two teams, it's great to get to the National. That's the goal. That's what every kid dreams of. But those are all still your teammates at the A. So was it like rewarding for you to be able to come back and finish off what you started and help push that team into the playoffs and advance in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think it was definitely important. I also think it was fun, right? Like, that's sort of what you want to play. You want to play playoff hockey. That's sort of the most fun time of the year when it's just every game means so much. Every play is super impactful. There's a lot of pressure on you. And, you know, I like playing under pressure, and it was honestly a lot of fun. I mean, we didn't win, but it was still a good experience to play playoff hockey at the professional level.
Yeah, no, that was especially just those fun games and finally getting playoff games at Tech CU. That was a pretty awesome atmosphere. And I was obviously there and in the stands, but were you aware in those home games of how much energy there was in the building?
Those two playoff games were super fun. You know, they got all the rally towels out. It was, the fans were loud and proud. They were giving us support. And I think that we almost came back in that first one. And obviously the second one was a big win. So it was obviously a lot of fun. I'm pretty sure they helped us win that game for sure.
Yeah, I know that second game in overtime, we all thought you had the game winner at first. And we were talking to you after. You were like, oh, did I get it? I thought Gooch got it. And everybody was kind of like, oh, we thought you got it. And then eventually we finally figured out that Daniil did get it. But that speaks to the chaos of what's going on there, because it's like puck goes in, crosses the line, you guys get off the ice as quickly as possible, you're in there, you know, you're tearing the gear off, then you're doing the interviews, and it's just kind of everyone's coming to that realization of like, wait, we don't even know who scored this goal. But that's part of the fun, right?
Yeah, I think it was, obviously everyone was just happy we won. Someone let me know after that they didn't change it, so technically I was still the first star, but right at the end of the game, I was like, I didn't score. Gooch get out there. But I think it was fun to get a win in front of that home crowd and sort of setting that place home happy.
Have you been texting many of the guys from, you know, the Sharks organization over the summer?
Yeah. I keep in contact. Obviously there's a good group of us in Boston that I've ran into, a couple of them. And then, yeah, I keep in contact with a couple of the guys, maybe a few of the guys in various places, sort of see what they're doing, just talking about when we're planning on going back to San Jose.
Yeah, man, are you stoked at this point? Like, I was riffing with you, you know, it's been since mid-April. You know, like, it's been a while for the Sharks. It's been a while for all the guys on the Barracuda. I imagine that you're just kind of, this is the hard part right now, where it's like you're just waiting for training camp to start.
Yeah. You're getting that itch where it's like all you really want to do is just go out there and compete in meaningful stuff. Obviously, we get some good skates up in Boston in terms of competition and a lot of good players out there. But at the end of the day, it is just a summer skate you really want to play in those games that matter and start sort of building something as a team. And yeah, I'm just getting that itch to get back out there and playing some real games.
Did you pay attention to the draft at all, especially because there was a lot of hubbub with the Sharks drafting Michael Mesa?
I wouldn't say I didn't watch it. I sort of just checked it, see what's nice. Going on.
Yeah. Do you? I know hockey circles are tight. Do you know anybody who knows Mesa at all?
No, not really. Not really at all, actually.
You only knew Will and Mac because you were getting used to beating them in college, right?
Yeah, just playing. Yeah, the college guys, I'd say I'd have more of a handle on, but yeah, not too familiar with them.
No, that's cool. Speaking of the college stuff, you know, looking back on last year, I think one of everyone's favorite moments was when the college line was out there. It was you and Will and Mac, and you guys hooked up for a goal like that. You know, it must have been a pretty cool moment, because not only does it speak to each of you individually in your career, but it's also kind of you guys all representing what NCAA hockey has built into for the last, you know, decade plus, to where now more and more people are paying attention. And obviously so much talent's been coming out of the collegiate game.
Yeah, for sure. I think that was definitely a big one for college hockey. It's just cool that like it can come in, like it's not like a one size fits all. Like you can play 1 year like them, you can play multiple years like me. And it's just really good development league in terms of getting people to the NHL.
What are the goals for this year? For you, let's start you individually.
I mean, I think that sort of just starts on building on last year and building on that time that that's whatever, how long, how many games it was, and up with the Sharks and impacting. Basically, I want to impact games at the NHL level night in, night out, whether that be offensively, defensively. I think my goal is to be to contribute to help the team win.
Yeah. And are there certain things that you're trying to focus on when you do get to training camp? Like, I know there's a post-mortem at the end of the year where, you know, the coaching staff, the front office, well, they will come to you and explain what they want you to work on. I mean, are those things, when those are pointed out to you, are you usually pretty cognizant of what they're going to say? Are you like, yeah, you're right, that's exactly what I need to work on?
Yeah, I think it's usually pretty, you have a good idea and maybe it'll be one or two things that you're like, oh, that's good. Like, I didn't think of that. And you want to take something like that and work on your game. I think for me, I've been working a lot on my shot and shooting, whether it be with like from far out or close in, and with a lot of time or with not a lot of time at all, and just try to work on my shot, which is obviously to score more goals, which will help the team win. But I think that was probably one of my biggest things that I looked at this summer and wanted to work on.
You got some time on the penalty kill this last year. Is that something that you hope to be part of your game going forward, that it wasn't just a one-year thing?
Yeah, for sure. I think I can, I think I'm smart enough to play the penalty kill. And I think that, that's definitely a goal of mine, to be an impact player on the PK and go out there every kill.
I'm curious, because you said this last year was the first time you'd had the opportunity to do that, but you'd won the Gladiator Award in college, right?
No. That might have been my line mate, Quillen.
Okay. I thought I had read that somewhere, but I was surprised, though, given your overall game, that you hadn't had that opportunity before. Were you a little surprised that you hadn't had the time on the kill?
No. I mean, honestly, we were at Quinnipiac. Coaching staff, the players, we take pride in our defense. We play a pretty structured defensive game. And I'd say that whether you're on the penalty kill or not, you definitely got to work on those defensive things. And I worked on that for sure. And I mean, my first year there, we had like fifth year guys who have been in the role and were really good at it. And even my next year, I think that we also had like good players who like signed NHL contracts and players who could PK. And I think I was used more in an offensive role. But for me, I was sort of coming into pro, I sort of just felt that I want to do whatever I can to help the team win. So I think that when PK sort of, or I gave myself a chance on PK, I just sort of took my best swing at it and it worked.
Yeah, no, it did for sure. I mean, that's one of those things where it's a natural fit for your game. When you hear, like, one of the things that I said about your game all last year was that it reminded me of a young Logan Couture. And I would always think about that. And I would say, I wonder, and not to put you on the spot, but like, when you hear people compare your game to other really high caliber players, like Logan Couture at this point is a Sharks legend, you're like, well, thanks, man, for the, like the realistic expectation, like make everyone judge me by that standard. Or you're like, hey, yeah, I'd love it if at the end of my career, people put me in that sort of a category.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I wouldn't say I take too much stock in it. Obviously, he's a legend and like NHL legend, and I played 1 year. But I mean, it's definitely a good thing if people see me in that light. Funny story about him is as a kid, I went to, because I grew up in outside of Boston, I went to a Worcester Sharks game. He was there. So that was a funny story.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, the Worcester community, man, that's awesome. And they've got a franchise there again, which is also pretty cool, because I know they love their hockey. So at this point in your, you know, off-season training regimen, are you back out there on the ice, you know, consistently? Are you still like kind of ramping it up, or just in the weight room? Like, where are you at right now?
Yeah, I'd say I'm doing everything. Definitely ramped up in terms of off ice strength, conditioning, stuff like that. Starting to getting that game conditioning back, getting that on ice conditioning, and then on the ice a bunch of days every week, and sort of just getting that feel and working on stuff, and then playing games, honestly, because I think that's like being competitive, competition's a skill too. So working on competitive stuff to make sure that I got that aspect of my game down too.
Yeah, no, for sure, man. And that's like, I would imagine that's kind of the, people don't think about that a lot, but it's when you're removed from it, it kind of like, it's another aspect of that overall ability of being a player that you have to probably build back up again, just because when you're in it day to day, you're in that competitive mindset. When you're removed from it, when you're just working on skills, when you're in the weight room, when you're doing whatever it is, it's not there. It's like the knife has to be sharpened, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think, you can do competition in a whole lot of ways. It doesn't have to be on the ice. Like, you can play pickleball competitively. You can golf competitively. Like, you can even play ping pong competitively. Like, he doesn't have to be on the ice building those competitions, but just that will to win and that desire can be built through a lot of stuff.
So, of ping pong, pickleball, and golf, which are you best at?
I'd probably say pickleball, but I would, me and my brother go at it a lot in all three of those. And I think, he's probably got me in ping pong. We're both pretty bad at golf. So,
join the club.
But I think I got him in pickleball. I got some good skills there.
What other sports did you play growing up? Cause I mean, obviously you focused on hockey, but I can't imagine that was the only sport you were active with when you were a kid.
Yeah, so I played soccer, like travel soccer, up until I think freshman year of high school, and that was a lot of fun. I liked that. It was obviously a little bit different than hockey, but and then I played lacrosse in the spring.
Oh, nice.
Till maybe my sophomore year of high school.
Nice.
Are
you a New England Patriots fan, I assume?
Yeah, yeah. You know,
Bill Belichick is like a lacrosse genius, like beyond being a football guy, he is apparently still obsessed with lacrosse.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know that. But yeah, lacrosse is fun.
You know, you mentioned soccer, and it's something that I've talked about with Brett Hedekin and a couple other guys. You know, they talk about how kids get so focused on one sport and then they don't really use all the muscles that they would have developed in other sports. Like, are there times, like, maybe it's your fitness level, or maybe it's just your awareness of the passing game, and same thing with lacrosse. Like, do you think that those sports have impacted your ability to play hockey at the highest level?
Maybe in terms of like athleticism, yeah. Like, I think it's definitely beneficial for kids to play different sports and to not get burned out, or to learn camaraderie in different things, or basically just different motor skills. I would say soccer is a little bit different just because it's not as physical, but lacrosse, I'd say like the physicality aspect of it and sort of knowing where to go and being smart with yourself. I think that definitely translates to hockey for sure.
What position did you play in soccer?
Soccer, I was a middie.
Nice.
So a lot of running.
Yeah. I'm guessing box to box then.
Yeah. Yeah. Mostly.
A lot of running for sure, man.
Yeah.
So, when do you think you get back out here to the Bay Area?
Yeah, I actually just got my apartment a couple days ago, so I'll set up there. Pretty excited about that. And I think like third week of August. I don't exactly know the schedule, but yeah, somewhere like August 19th, maybe right around there. So yeah, I got a good month before training camp to get comfortable and see the guys and put in some good work in San Jose.
Nice. Well, yeah, once you get out here, man, we'll have to get you out to an Earthquakes game as well, because I know that you know, there's always something to do in the Bay Area and you're close by. But, well, Graffer, I will let you go, man. I appreciate your time as always. Very excited for what's coming for you in this upcoming year. And I'll bug you soon, all right?
Yep. Thank you. Thank you. Nice to talk to you again. See you soon.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.